Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, suit on.
Looking like the trap of dawn.
Giving them all on.
Dress like the $1 million bucks.
Things in its cup.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on. Dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, got a radio show. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I can't even tell you, man. I've been doing some thinking. And one of the things that I wanted to mention today to you as one of the principles of success. Being grateful at all times is difficult to do. Being grateful at all times is very difficult to do. I find that to be true with myself. Now, there are others that might be able to do it, but just from talking and listening and living and learning, being grateful at all times is difficult to do, but it's necessary because it's such an act of faith in knowing that no matter what's going on, it's going to be all right. And it's hard to see that when things are not going in your favor, when things have turned so dramatically the other way. And it seems as though you're the only one in the situation where you're involved with other people or someone got an accusation against you falsely or somebody trying to do something to you unjustifiably, whatever the case may be. When it's happening to you, it does appear to you that, oh my goodness, man, this is horribly one-sided. So it is difficult. It is hard to do, to be grateful at all times, but it's so necessary. And I just want to point out a couple of things to you. First of all, the difficulty in being grateful in hard times is that, number one, the present circumstances oftentimes is just so pressing and so overwhelming that a lot of your energy is devoted to trying to come up with the solution for that, or trying to muster the strength to weather the storm, or trying to just brace yourself to try to get through it. And in doing that, it's hard to be grateful. It's hard to be grateful in pain. And I know it is, but here is the trick for me. This is what I've had to learn how to do. And I guess it takes practice to get here. It's not nothing you just start doing right away. You got to practice it in small increments to really get it. What I've always had to say to myself and what I've learned to say to myself is, this is happening to me because God is working me through something. This is happening to me because it's some form of test that I have to pass in order to graduate to the next grade, in order to be allowed to move to the next level. This is happening to me because there's something I need to purge my life of, my body of, my spirit of. Something's purging in me. And when you purge something, it's painful. You know, it's like a person getting off drugs. The withdrawal is agonizing, I've been told. And every documentary I've ever watched, it's an agonizing process to go cold turkey, to withdraw, to pull away after you've been doing something so long. And so I know that this process is tough when you're going through some pain, but when you're purging your system, when you're having to pass a test, when you're being made ready for the next level, that moment right in there, in realizing that that's what's happening, that's where you find the gratitude. That's where I found the gratitude. I hope I'm explaining this correctly. I'm going to keep trying until I get it. But that's where you find the gratitude. The second part of it is that God has never left me. In all the things I've done, in all the mistakes I've made, all the lies I've told, all the situations I've gotten myself into from being greedy and wanting too much for me, at the expense sometimes of other people, not doing it deliberately or in a vindictive way, because I've never had that spirit. I'm not a vindictive or mean person, but sometimes in my life, in wanting to do what I wanted to do, I didn't totally weigh out the cause and effect of the other person. I mean, can I just be real with you with that? I mean, how many times we done all done that? Look, it don't make you a bad person. You know, good people do bad things all the time. I just happen to have come to the realization that unknowingly and not with malice intent towards a person, I've hurt people looking at something I wanted to do without really looking at what the cause and effect would be on the other person. So in doing some of these things, I've created situations for myself. But God, through his grace and mercy, has allowed me to even get beyond that. So what I'm saying is that God has never left me. In spite of myself, he's always gotten me through. So that's the other part of it too, see, that no matter what you're going through, you've got to understand that God has always gotten you through it. Now, hasn't he? Now, it may not be the way you wanted or the way you liked, but guess what? You can't do wrong and not pay for that now. That's not how this works. That's never going to be the case. But the great thing about God is he fires warning shots at us all the time. He gives us an opportunity to stop. You know, he don't fully punish us right away every time we do something wrong. Now, does he? You know, eventually you're going to get caught doing whatever it is you're doing. You do understand that, don't you? But the first time, that close call, that was a warning shot for you to stop. Look, I know you're not perfect. I know we all sinners down here. So I know you're going to make mistakes one time. I know you was looking at her when you wasn't supposed to. I know you said something to him when you wasn't supposed to. I know you got with her when you know you wasn't supposed to. And I know you got with him when you know you wasn't supposed to. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to fire a warning shot and maybe you'll slow your roll this time. But we keep on though. See, that's what happens. See, we just keep on. And then the next thing you know, we get caught. Now, oh, Lord, have mercy. I want out of this. Yeah, well, see, you done dug this hole pretty deep and he gonna get you out. But there's some things that's got to go down now because you didn't pay attention to the warning shot. See, had you stopped the first time you felt bad about it and said you wasn't gonna do it no more, the situation wouldn't be as critical. But because we don't stop and we go again, but God always forgives. He always allows us to get back up again. He always gives us mercy. He always gives us his grace. He always does that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country they reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, rabbit hunters, squirrel chasers, bird feeders, giraffe watchers, zoo attendees, Disney lifetime membership people, reporters, influencers of any kind, sick people.
Here.
Check.
Anybody. Teachers.
Yay.
Waste management control. Mm-hmm. Truck drivers. Uber. Whoever you are that needs some uplift this morning, we are here for you. We are here for you. And now for those of you that are over 80 years old, here's a little something for you. I'm climbing up. On the rough side of the mountain, every day I'm climbing up.
Really?
Yes, Lord. That's a little something for everybody this morning. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, everybody. Get your attitude together. Get your gratitude together. Get your altitude together. But it starts with gratitude that affects your attitude that has direct correlation with your altitude. That's what we do in this show. Stars, some very capable people. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mouth of the South, Mississippi, Monica. Kill Space, they call him Junior. And the legend that his nephew, Tommy Junior.
Yes, sir.
What? Today, pray tell.
Yes, Uncle. Let me ask you something.
Could it be now?
You know, do you be hard on yourself? Do you give yourself enough credit? I know a lot of people, but yeah, you know, that's the thing I think about because I thought about where I'm at today and my birthday coming up, and do I give myself enough credit for what I've done? I think I should be doing something more.
Well, the problem with us is we are always in chase mode, and we're not enough in gratitude mode. And I'm guilty of the same thing because I'm extremely hard on myself. And people around me have to tell me all the time, you tripping. You need to slow down. You need to enjoy your life a little bit more because of the work you put in and you've done.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes from not enough gratitude. And I'm very guilty of this myself, Junior. Because, see, we so busy in the chase game that mm-hmm. we fail to realize how much we done caught. So you've been chasing, but you also been catching. And when you fail to realize how much you've caught, your focus is on the chase. And then you lose the gratitude of what you've caught. So you, as your birthday approaches and you realize that I'm not where I want to be, but can you not also realize that you ain't where you was?
Yeah, well,
shirt say amen.
Well, amen, amen, amen.
Boy,
amen.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you know what, man? You need to go somewhere and sit down, man. Shut up.
Yeah.
More, because all you got to do is think back when it wasn't going this well.
Mm, all right. All right.
More gratitude affects your attitude, which is the direct correlation with your altitude. We'll see y'all. We'll come back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after that. I got Shirley. Don't even worry about it. Come back next. Prank phone call.
Oh, God.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us today, Neff?
Jezebel Spirit. Take your time, cat dog. Let's go.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Sister Alicia.
Thinking.
All right. You may not know my voice, but I'm sure you probably know me if you saw me. But I'm Brother Greg at the church.
Okay, all right. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm sorry to disturb your evening. I wanted to reach out to you. The workers at the church. We had a meeting.
Okay.
A lot of the deacons and the sisters at the church, have come to had a meeting, and I wanted to give you a call. Now, Melanie, that's your sister, right?
Yeah, that's my sister. That's my baby sister.
Okay. All right. Well, now we got a bit of a problem, but they felt that it would be best for me to call you and discuss it with you and let you know what the, what they have agreed upon. I'm just basically the messenger, and I'm just calling you to give you the word of what's going on.
Okay. Brother Greg, right?
Yeah, Brother Greg. Greg.
Okay.
No. Uh-huh.
Your wife is in the choir, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Light skin. Okay. I know you. I think I know you. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, Sister Alicia, what the officials of the church are saying is that they're saying that they have reason to believe that your sister has been having an affair with Pastor and
my sister.
Your sister Melanie. And they're saying she's having had an affair with Pastor. Now, I'm like I said, I'm just the messenger.
Okay, so why are y'all calling me about something Melanie doing?
Well,
what does that have to do with me?
The officials had a meeting, and what they're saying is this is nothing but a Jezebel spirit, and what they don't want to do.
Wait a minute, you're being rude now. Come on, and
well,
I'm not
no,
calling baby sister. Okay, I'm
going to
hear you out now.
Hear me out now. They're saying that this is a Jezebel spirit, and they would rather all of the family not be welcome at the church anymore.
Okay. First of all, why are you delivering a message to me about my sister? If I have a problem with my sister, seems like you would be calling my sister. Now, we're two separate people, so why are you calling me about my sister, about a rumor, and now you're saying y'all don't want me in the church? Is that what you're saying, brother?
They're saying for the entire f-ing family. So if you got some brothers, sisters, aunties, they won't, because evidently all of the ladies in the Thompson family must have some type of Jezebel spirit in them.
No, wait a minute.
And they don't want
now,
that.
Wait a minute. Now, you like I said, be mindful who you speaking to, calling somebody a Jezebel. What you can't do is call somebody and accuse somebody and then call them a derogatory word, talking about somebody a Jezebel. And a Jezebel. Now you're being rude, sir.
It's a Jezebel spirit, is what they were saying.
Okay. That's got to be the most asinine, foolish mess I have ever heard in my life. Who does that? Who are you to call me? Don't ask me no like that. You calling me all like some hood like who the hell calls somebody they got a Jezebel spirit? That's like calling somebody a kid. Somebody you got a badass kid. Does your mama have a Jezebel spirit?
Wait a minute.
Your mama, does your red lipstick wear and wipe out of Jezebel spirit?
I'm asking you.
And whoop your ass. That's what's going to happen. You're going to mess around and get your ass whooped and get drawn through the damn pool pit around with the top.
Well, as of right now, the family can't come to the church.
You think we want to be around a church that got people constantly asking me, "How's your damn? Do I have a Jezebel spirit?" Who?
But you never answered the question. Do you have one?
I might have a Rahab spirit. Now, you know she was a good in the Bible. Now, I've been a member of this damn church for the last 8 years. I don't pay plenty of tithes at this damn church. And if Pastor has a problem with me, you tell Pastor I have a problem with me.
Sister Alicia. Let me say this and then I'm going
to
be through.
Go ahead. First of all, before you say another damn word to me, you need to apologize. And speak to me like you got some respect.
Okay. Can I say this?
Go ahead.
I apologize because this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and you just got pranked by your sister, Melanie.
I'm gonna kick y'all ass. That was a
you all right?
That was a good one. Y'all got me. Ooh, I can't wait to talk to Melanie ass today. Ooh.
I don't know who the lady is in the choir with the red lipstick on, but that I have no earthly idea. All right, no Jezebel spirits, none of that. We all right?
Maybe a Rahab, like I said, maybe a Rahab, because you know there was more than one Bible, and she did good work for the kingdom, because you know I'm a good worker for the kingdom. Now, I said, now, wait a minute, I ain't been a long time now. Wait till you don't went too far.
Oh, my God. I love church people. Hey, let me ask you something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Man,
come on.
Too much.
Did she say what I think she said?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Been a long time.
I ain't been one in a long time.
Long time.
Wow.
Everybody has a past.
You know?
Everybody has a past. Does your mama have a Jezebel?
Yes. She went hard.
Coming up next, it is the Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey as we do Ask the CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Steve, this one is from Dana in the Bronx. Dana says, I'm 42 and I just let my mother move in with me and it's already a problem. She drinks a lot and has had men come by my house all hours of the night to drink with her. One of her visitors was coming out of my guest bathroom the other day and I was still in my nightgown. The guy propositioned me and I was furious. I told my mother she is not allowed to have men in my home anymore. She said, I can't tell her what to do. Well, how do I respectfully get my mother in line while she's in my home? CLO.
Well, you know, see, you can't tell her what to do in life, but you can have rules in your house. Mm-hmm. And respect goes both ways. You're old enough now. How old does she say
42,
she was?
42.
Who's 42?
The daughter.
The daughter's 42,
and she just let her mom move in.
Mm-hmm. Well, her mama got to go by the rules, or else, mama, where you want to stay? But these men coming to me propositioning me in my own house, that's unacceptable. I can't be in my home and be uncomfortable. Right. You can go out with men, just go meet them at the tavern, because that's what they are, they tavern dudes.
Tavern? I love
it. Meet them down at the tavern.
Yeah. Shouties. Got to put a stop to that.
Where? Yeah.
Shouties. Shouties.
Oh, that's the tavern.
Shouties.
Always have some nice middies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you could tell she's a nice woman because she wants to know how to do it respectfully.
Well,
meanwhile,
you have
mom
to establish rules.
Her. Yeah.
And you can't tell her what to do, but you can decide what happens in your house. You can't tell her not to see men, but you can't see them in here, though.
That's right.
Right.
Period.
That's right, Steve. All right. You're going to love this name out of Charlotte. Colfax.
Colfax. Henry Colfax. Yeah. Straight out of Cleveland. Come on, Henry.
Colfax says, my girlfriend and I had a weekend getaway in neighboring city, and my girlfriend made all of the plans. She booked the hotel. When we checked in, the girl at the front desk said, welcome back, and offered my girlfriend and I a discounted massage because of her loyalty point. I'm looking sideways at her all weekend after that. Do I question her about being a regular at this hotel, or do you think it will come out eventually?
Yeah, well, no, right. Dog. When you meet people, people have histories.
That's right.
Ain't no need of you digging up the history. Mm-hmm. So she been to the hotel before. Welcome back. Maybe she liked the massages down there.
Yeah.
Ain't she could have went down there on girls' weekends. Ain't nothing to say she was down there with some dudes. So, dog, what you tripping for?
Cold facts.
Now, you know.
He wants the facts.
Now, these is the cold facts. Yeah. Everybody had a life folder before they met you. And, like, you had one, too.
Yeah.
So don't blow a good thing trying to dig up dirt. Because whatever you dig up, it ain't really dirt. She didn't know you.
I like how you think.
No, man, yellow. You can't blame nobody for nothing that didn't have nothing to do with you.
Right.
That wouldn't bother you all weekend, though. You wouldn't be.
Yeah, hell yeah, it would.
The truth comes out. Oh, okay. I like it, Tommy. I like it.
Are you being a hypocrite right now?
Oh, hell yeah. My ass would be sitting in the car.
No. She likes the spa. That's all it is. She just likes the spa.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably all it is. Yeah. You know, still looking crazy.
All right, moving on. Amira in East St. Louis says, I'm dating a man. This is crazy right here. This one too. I'm dating a man that is married and his wife is a lunatic. She's been knowing about us for a while, so I'm shocked she still cares. I think she needs to take all of her anger out on her husband because he seeks me out, not the other way around. I have had to get a restraining order on her and I had to put cameras on the front of my house because I'm sure she was the one that tried to slash my tires once. I've asked her nicely not to bother me. Would I be wrong to beat her ass one good time?
I'm surprised she ain't beat your ass one good time. Plus, you the one in the wrong. You sleeping with this woman's husband. You talking about he the one that seeks me out. He ain't got to look too hard.
Right. You're right there.
You responding.
You know what I mean? He seeks me out. You know, well, you know, you could put a stop to that.
Right.
He seeks you out because you're wanting to be sought after. Mm-hmm. Now, the woman know about y'all. She might be trying to fight for her husband.
Yes.
And yeah, she was one trying to slit your ties.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't all. Should I beat her? For what? Do you know the prison time you could do for that? Mm-hmm. You sleeping with a woman's husband. And now you won't do something to her because she over there to get her husband. That ain't how this gonna work in the court of law.
What?
Girl, bye.
What?
Wait a minute. Has she asked you to leave her husband alone?
Nicely.
Better give damn a hobby you ask me nicely.
Right. All right, this is from Johnson in Omaha. Johnson says, my kids and I moved to a different city after I divorced their mom. I got full custody and I moved so I would I would have my family support raising them. My toxic ex-wife has decided to move closer to us, and I don't think she's fit enough to have visitation with our children. I don't want to say what's wrong with her, but she has some bad habits, and our children are all under 10 years old. I can't stop her from moving closer, but I can. But can I stop her from seeing them at all? Will this impact my kids later?
I don't know, because I'm not aware of the problem. But I do know that in a divorce, they rarely take a child away from a mother unless she's unfit. They don't normally do that. Women got dibs on them kids, man. And so I don't know what she did that caused the court to allow you to have full custody of them. But if they did that, you can get some. You don't deny them visitation, but you can get supervised visitations. That's for show.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Brilliant as usual.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, good things come to those who wait. We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle. Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, Steve, Jay, and you guys are here to tell us things that vegans will be saying because the 4th of July is coming up. So,
and this is going to be interesting because 3 of my kids is vegan.
Okay. Oh. So you'll probably hear a lot of this stuff then, huh?
Do y'all remember when there was never a vegan?
I never knew one.
Yeah, never knew one.
Yeah, I remember vegetarians, but never straight vegan.
I didn't know them.
Oh, I never knew was none of them.
I was a vegetarian. Yeah.
Everybody ate meat. All right, here we go. These are things vegans and vegetarians will be saying at the 4th of July. Steve kind of about. Here we go. If you knew what them chickens was eating, you wouldn't eat chicken.
Well, I don't know what the damn chickens is eating. And so I'm just going to be just enjoying this chicken meat. No, I don't know what they eat, but I know what I'm going to be eating.
The chicken.
Here with all them vegan slogans. What else?
So you just going to eat meat in front of me, huh?
Girl, I eat meat in front of you, behind you, under you, on top of you. I'm talking to my kids. I was eating meat when I was paying all them damn college tuitions your ass ain't got to pay loans on.
Here's one. Is that meat I smell?
It damn sure is. It ain't corn, I can tell you that. Zucchini don't have a smell. Yeah. You ever grilled a tomato? There is no smell. You know why? Because it don't belong on the damn grill.
He's a meat lover, angry.
You know how long meat stay in your system? A long time.
And that's why I want it.
Cut the hunger pains down.
That's what I put it in there for.
Here's another one. If that's got meat in it, then I can't eat it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what you gonna eat then?
Because everything.
Greens got meat in it. Greens got meat in it. I got meat in the damn mac and cheese this year. It's meat next to all that damn bread we got.
We got meat in the
meat. Grill.
Meat in the meat.
It's meat
and I got a cow standing over there in the middle of that grass in case I run out of meat.
Stupid.
Right. You stay ready.
Yeah. I know you heard this one, Steve. Who gave the baby meat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I gave the baby meat. Who you think gave the baby meat? Look how happy the baby looked. Go on over there and take the meat from the baby. Watch the baby start crying. I gave my grandson a Slim Jim. My daughter had a heart attack. She took
Was
the
he
Slim
happy,
Jim,
though?
He started crying. So came right back in that office. I gave him another
one. All right. I told you I was a vegan, but you got meat over here? Seriously? Seriously?
Yeah. And it is the 4th of July, ain't it?
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Any of your vegan friends barbecuing? No, because it ain't nothing to barbecue. Why ain't you over there, damn house? Why is all the vegans over here? You know why? Because y'all trying to smell meat. With your one happy ass.
You think vegans are sad?
Oh, they're very sad. They are sad. They are very sad people, right? All right, I got another one. Can we try these vegan hot dogs?
Not on this grill, you know.
Why you can't put them on the grill?
We put meat on this grill.
Now, look, I bought the kids an easy bake oven 2 years ago for Christmas. Somebody go in the basement and get that. And them ain't hot dogs no damn way.
All right, this is the one right here. You ever seen that video, What the Health?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. Yes, I saw it.
Yeah.
I was eating,
and ain't none of the chickens and cows in that video on this grill.
I was watching it eating meat. Yeah, I saw it.
I love it. That's exactly what's going to happen.
That's exactly what's
going to happen.
That's it. Yeah. The one that always killed me, though, but they wanted the greens, but, oh, you put meat in there with the greens? Oh, no, I can't eat those greens.
At least some beans, smoked too. Turkey. Now.
Yeah.
At least.
Man. Eat around them.
Who wants flavor?
They don't want the meat anywhere near their food.
I just asked a vegan just one simple question.
What?
Don't you miss fool?
Fool, Junior.
Don't you, don't you miss being fool? You don't miss that?
I mean, I'm not mad at their lifestyle.
I don't, you know. But just don't come over here and mess with me.
Don't talk about me.
Don't judge.
And stop going where they're cooking meat at. That's all you got to do.
You go
over there, they're going to be cooking meat.
Bring a lunchbox.
Or just bring your meal in the container and sit over in the corner. You're going to be disgruntled, but you here.
Disgruntled.
So how much meat are you guys planning to eat this 4th?
Slabs.
Oh, man.
Slabs.
I'm bringing my own fork and knife. You ain't got to worry about me.
I stopped again, but I miss chicken so much. I really do.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You eat chicken, though. You're currently a vegan.
I've stopped. Oh, I miss chicken. I see it because the chicken is everywhere.
Yeah, it is.
And in everything. You're right.
In everything.
You don't want no Popeyes, Jay?
I do. That's what I'm saying. I'm having withdrawals, man.
I don't understand a fat vegetarian. That's kind of hard.
Oh, I know one.
Do you?
Name is Jandy Brown. What are you talking about?
I'm not talking about you, Jay. I just don't know fat vegetarian.
All right, listen. We got to get out of here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather propose in front of a crowd or would you rather propose privately?
Junior said B, privately, Steve. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I go with B too. Yeah, she say no in front of the people. I'm going to be messed up.
Got to fight everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
On somebody. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
I gotta put this ring back in my pocket and all this shit.
You shame.
I gotta get up. I gotta get up off my knee and turn around, figure out which, where's the hole in the crowd I can walk. You know, I gotta get to the bathroom and wash my face. You know, all this shit, man.
And then the crowd is like collectively, oh, man.
Somebody in the crowd gonna say, damn, Steve.
Yeah.
Somebody hit me on the back like they did Rudy. I'll probably fall. Hang in there, dog. Oh.
All right. Would you rather use a dating app or would you rather go old school and go on a blind date?
B. Well, yeah, because people lie on their profile pictures. You ain't who you really. I'd rather just go see it for myself than that.
And have someone do an emergency call if you don't like the way they look.
I can walk out the blind date.
I've actually been on a blind date so bad that I acted as if I was blind.
How did you do that?
What?
You could see, and then what happened?
And then as soon as she walked up to the table, I got him snapped her chair leg off of me. Guy. And tapped my way right out that damn restaurant, man.
Stupid. That didn't happen.
Yeah. It did. I sure was thinking it, though.
Hey, as soon as you saw her up, she snapped her leg.
Said, damn. As soon as she sat down, I stood up snapping leg off the table. Start tapping my ass right out that restaurant. And it wasn't table was leg wasn't long enough, and I had to bend over.
Right.
So it kind of looked crazy. What are you doing? Huh? Who are you?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. On the way out, you didn't touch nothing on the way out because you could see where you was going.
He didn't bump
exactly. I kept saying. Here, Spike. I kept looking for my dog. Where's my dog?
Seeing eye dog. crazy. All right, would you...
Spike! Spike!
This is our last
Where
one.
Where is my damn dog?
Would you rather compete in the Summer Olympics or would you rather compete in a Winter Olympic sport?
What the hell am I doing in the winter sport?
Ice skating, skiing,
curling. You like curling.
Luge.
Oh, man.
So I guess that's summer for the both of you. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time, Steve, for Comedy Roulette. You ready? Jay, explain it again.
Let me break this down. We have new listeners who don't have any idea what we're doing. Comedy Roulette, very simple. Give us five subjects. Five. Anything you want. Put them on the wheel.
Yeah.
Spun the wheel. Mm-hmm. Where it stopped. Yeah, spun. Spun it around. As in to be spun around.
Yeah. As in spin.
That's totally different right there. Spun it around. Wait, stop. We'll do the damn thing.
Here we go. All right, number one. Things you say to yourself when you're mad at someone.
I like that one. Yeah.
Number two. You know it's time to go to the store when... ... Number three, stuff you don't like to watch, but you watch it anyway to keep them happy. No, we all know about that.
We know about that, right?
Oh, she'd have just rolled her.
Or him. Or him, whatever.
She don't watch nothing.
Number four, you know she's not coming back when... okay. Number five, people who never chip in.
Right. Come on.
Let's go, Kat. Let's spin
all
the wheel.
All of these is good.
Come on. Whoa. It came on number one. Things you say to yourself when you're mad at someone.
Things you say to yourself
when you're mad at someone.
Okay, here's some things you say to yourself when you're mad at somebody. I'm going to let it go this time. Mm-hmm. But the next damn time,
Oh, it's going to be hell up
in
there.
It's
going to
be hell.
It's going
to
be hell.
This is one I always say to myself
what?
When I'm mad at other people. I'm trying not to go to jail. Now I'm doing my best.
You say
I'm
that?
I'm doing my best right now.
I'm trying
not to go to jail.
You're really mad.
No, you mad. Court dates, everything. I'm trying not to.
Come on, nephew.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
That's all right. Drink that water that I put up in that. Drink that. Got something in that for you.
All right, things you say to yourself when you're mad at someone, Steve.
Better go head on. I'm just saying to myself. You better go head on now. This is black.
That's all that is.
You better go head on now.
Things you say to yourself when you're mad at somebody. Lord, please work with me, Jesus.
Work with me.
Yeah. Please, Father. Yeah. Father, take me down so I don't kill us.
That's what I always say, but I'm always mad. Somebody, it's just something you said before to somebody. Oh, that's why your ass broke now.
Oh, that's hurt.
Your ass broke right now.
That hurt, Junior. That hurt.
That hurts. But you say it to yourself.
Uh-huh.
Come on. You know what? That's why I got another woman from. This right here. I ain't got to go through this.
Go ahead.
Come on, Steve.
This is tough. You say to yourself when you're mad or something. With your stupid ass.
It sounds just like that.
Oh, I've heard you say that. It was to yourself, but it was loud enough. For me, I've heard you
just like that.
Yeah.
Read one of you. With your stupid
ass. Oh, my God. I thought my mama was talking to me.
Things you say to people when you're mad at them to yourself. Why don't you just go ahead and die to get out of the face?
Just go and get up out of here.
Do everybody a favor.
All right, come on, take us home, Steve.
Take it out.
Come on.
No. You do it.
All right, okay, I got you. I got one for you. I tell you, this is how it says a lot to my family. I'm calling Crime Stoppers. They ain't gonna get a tip today.
I got one.
Well,
y'all be laughing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure glad that ain't my baby.
Oh my God. All right, nephew Tommy has a prank phone call coming up after this.
I love that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is his ex-wife wants to sleep over. Uh-oh, it's not what you think. It's not what you think. Get your mind out of the gutter. We'll get into it in just a little bit, because right now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
This one is called Triple Cash. If three people pass and they can, you know, the family might not have enough money for all them cash. Just one cash. Triple cash. Three people, one cash.
No. We finna see how this finna go. This go crazy.
The concept.
Triple cash. This could work.
Save some money.
Take a listen. Here it is.
Jenkins Mortuary. This is Calvin. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Calvin, how you doing? My name is Brandon, man, or Brandon Giles.
Okay.
I'm calling. We've got somebody that has passed, actually, three people.
Well, I'm sorry passed for
your loss, sir. I thank you for that, man. It was kind of expected. So, you know, it wasn't something that caught us off guard. But, you know, but all in all, you know, we're still grieving about losing our loved ones. But I wanted to give you all a call. We're trying to pick a particular funeral home on who we want to take care
handle
of
the services.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we can definitely help you with that. And once again, I just want to, you know, just let you know that we can pretty much do the whole gambit. We can make sure that your needs are taken from, you know, from now on. We're here for you. Just wanted to get that out. What is your main need? You said three people, sir?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
I wanted to bring attention to you. Do you guys customize caskets?
Yes, we do gold plating, engraving. We even have a new thing where we can put the picture of the person on the outside, like a semi-gloss coating. Okay. We have a couple options.
I don't need that or no gold or nothing like that. Listen, what I want to do, is it any way that you could maybe customize a casket that can accommodate three people?
Yes, like we can customize each individual casket for each individual family member.
No, Calvin, that ain't what I'm asking. What I'm saying is if I want to, like I said, D, my cousin, they was all close. I don't have a problem with all three of them being in the same casket.
I get you. To my knowledge, as far as I've been in this business, I'm not really sure we can actually do that.
But what's the problem? If we can get them all in there and close the lid.
I don't even think, for one, it's legal in this state or any state. Three people in one casket. And ethics wise, that's not really something that, how can I say, that we actually, push
for. But if you customizing a casket, Calvin, then you ought to be able to put as many people in there. If you make it deep enough and wide enough, ought to be able to get three people in there, right?
Well, the customization is the outer side of the casket, and maybe some people even put TV screens on the inside, or some of their loved ones' memorable mementos. We customize it for that, color wise, size.
So what about when it's a person real big, a heavy set person? You got to have a casket that can accommodate them, right?
Yes. But
you ought to be able to put three people in one casket if they can fit. If you put two one way and one the other way, then you ought to be able to have all three of them in there at one time.
Is there anybody else around you and your family that can help talk with me about this?
I'm talking to you right now. I'm trying to accommodate my cousins and get them straight. And I'm asking you, can we get them in a casket that can accommodate three people? If you put two pillars on
that's not something we're really
that ain't something your is used to doing, Cal. But I'm calling you, that's the way I want this customized, man.
All right, brother. Look, brother, just chill out with cousins. All right.
So we're trying to get three people.
Sir,
what? Yes.
I have a standard plan. It'd be a low-end standard plan for three individual caskets. That's all I can.
We don't have enough money for three individual caskets. I keep telling you that. We got room for one casket. We just need the big enough, man, so you could get everybody in there and close the door.
I don't want to go back and forth with you, sir. I know this is a time of.
You ain't got to go back and forth with me. Build the that I need so I can bury my family.
I don't really know what to tell you, sir, but I'm just really trying to help.
Won't you tell me you're going to get three people in the casket looking good?
We cannot do that.
Who the f*** you hollering at, man? Sir, I'm the one going through bereavement.
I understand that, but you're using foul language. It's just, we can't do it, brother. You hear me?
Hold on.
No, we can't do it.
Okay, look. Hey, man. Y'all going to bury these three people, and you going to put all three of them in the same damn casket, man. Two on one end and one on the other one, man.
Sir, if you're drinking, just stop.
Ain't nobody drinking. Let me tell you something, man. Let me say this to you.
Yes,
your name, sir. Calvin, right?
Yes, it is, sir.
Okay, so Calvin, let me say this to you. Either y'all going to bury my cousins the way I want it, or Calvin, you're going to get your ass whooped.
Who you talking to?
That's what's going to happen.
Now, that's it right there, sir. I've been trying to be as professional as I can. This whole conversation is as crazy as it is. But now.
Ain't nothing crazy about it.
No.
I want you to bury my cousins.
Come on down here. I got some places to put your body and your cousin's body. How about that, huh?
You talking about doing something to me now?
Yeah, because you obviously.
You don't sound too damn confident. You don't sound too confident, Calvin.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. This ain't the place, and I'm not the one. You will be in the ground messing with us. Matter of fact, if you come here, I'm going to f*** you up. How about that?
Okay, Calvin. Okay, Calvin. Let me tell you something, Calvin. Me and Tommy going to be down there today then. I'm bringing Tommy with me.
Who the f*** is Tommy, huh?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. You just got pranked, Calvin.
This is some b- Yo, y'all had me ready to whip somebody. I just want to know who put you up to this.
Reginald that works Reggie. At the, yes.
I'm a whip Reggie. You better watch what you drink. You better watch what you eat. I'm on your for revenge, Reg.
Hey, Calvin, give me this, man. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, you know it's nothing but the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all got me, man.
Y'all ain't with me?
Boy.
I'm just sounding like two bodies this way, one body this way.
Head to foot.
Three different pillars. We work that thing.
I hate you.
Paul, but are they in the... You got three bodies in the cast.
Yeah.
Well, you're probably going to need 10, Jay. You're probably going to need five on each side.
A roller or something.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. But you save some money, Jay.
A dolly.
It's like casket bunk. Like casket bunk bed
for three people.
Yeah. All right.
I got a better idea.
Go ahead. Let me hear it.
Why don't you just put them in there and fold them?
The nephew is coming to St. Louis. That is July 7, 8, 9. July 7, 8, 9. The nephew is at Club Helium Comedy Club. July 7, 8, 9. Skip to the Lou, St. Louis. Here I come. Tickets on sale right now. And I'll also be at the Capricorn Clave. Yes, I will. I'll be hosting the family outing on the Riverwalk along with the beautiful Deanne King. I will be in the building with my brother, Sweet Nuke, on the Riverwalk in Tampa, Florida.
All right, listen. We got to get to the strawberry letter. Thank you, guys. Coming up, strawberry letter subject, his ex-wife wants to sleep over. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Time now for today's strawberry letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter on the air live, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Did you hear that?
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Oh, please don't even try it. Subject. His ex-wife wants to sleep over. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 2 years. When I met my husband 4 years ago, he had just gotten divorced and he was in a bitter custody battle with his ex-wife. His daughter is very sweet and she loves her dad, but the ex-wife is dead set on her not having a relationship with her dad. When we met, he had to limit communication with his ex because she told everybody he kept calling her to work things out, and
he wanted his family back. I never gave it any of my attention, but it really bothered him. Now he only communicates with her by texting, so she can't lie on him. They have joint custody, and he pays her child support. She didn't like the amount of child support the judge ordered him to pay, so he pays a little more every month. Nothing he's done makes her happy thus far. Meanwhile, we haven't had his daughter sleep over at our house in 2 years. I thought maybe if I befriended his ex, that would help things out, but she told me not to ever call her phone again. A few months after that, she texted me to say her behavior was uncalled for and we could be cordial. But that didn't last long. She continued to deny visitation to my husband. We want to take his daughter, who's 12 years old now, to South Carolina with us for spring break. His ex-wife said his daughter can't go on a trip with us unless she goes too. Same thing with weekend visits at our house. If the daughter sleeps over, the ex-wife has to come too. I don't want this woman sleeping in my house. My husband said it may be the only way for him to enjoy time with his child. He is ready to seek full custody. What would you do in this situation? Whoa. I don't know, but I think, you know, that's a good place to start, to go ahead and seek full custody, go back to the court. I think your husband is in a horrible position because, you know, despite all the craziness from his ex-wife, he wants to see his baby, bottom line. He doesn't have many options because of this ugly acting woman. She's evil, she's out of line, and she's obviously a miserable, very bitter person. And she's abusing her power and using her daughter, putting her daughter right in the middle, using her as a pawn. And that's just wrong to do children like that. But on the other hand, you, I think, are an angel. I mean, you've been over backwards to be accommodating to this woman. And that says you have love for your husband and for his daughter, your stepdaughter. Your husband is the very opposite of a deadbeat dad. Doesn't fit that stereotype at all. He pays more child support than the court ordered. You can't get a lot of dads to pay even the child, even anything, let alone more. So that's good. A father who wants to be a major part of her life. The thing is, your daughter really is old enough to choose for herself what parent she wants to be with. She just can't because she's a minor, and I feel sorry in that regard, because divorce is so hard on children. I don't even understand why this woman wants to stay in the house. Could it be that she still wants your husband? I would say the answer to that is yes. Does she want to make your lives a living hell because she's so miserable and unhappy? I think that would be a yes, too. But, you know, you got to think about what's best for the child. And right now, until he goes to court, you know, I don't know. Could you guys get 2 hotel rooms? Can you afford that? And, you know, let the wife stay in one and with the child, and you and the husband stay in the other one. At least she won't be in your house. I don't know. Maybe this will work out until he can get to the court and fix it. At least he can see his baby. Steve?
I don't really know what to say. This is a letter kind of stupid to me. I wouldn't even wrote in about this. Hell. Well, you met your husband 4 years ago. The subject is ex-wife wants to sleep over. Sleep over where? Whoa. So this lady's writing this letter, and she's talking about her husband's ex wants to sleep over at their house?
Yeah.
He got divorced, bitter custody battle, daughter sweet, loves her dad. Ex-wife don't want them to have no relationship. They met, had limited communication with his ex because she told everybody he kept calling at work trying to work stuff out because he wanted his family back. She ain't paid no attention, so now he only communicated by texting so she can't lie on him. He paid child support. She don't like the amount. He paid more. Don't nothing make her happy. Now, they ain't had his daughter sleep at their house in 2 years. And the reason I'm reading this letter again is because I want you to see how some people use children as pawns to get back at the other party for whatever reason. We don't know why they divorced. But obviously, whether it was her fault, but it takes 2 people to get a divorce.
Yeah.
Somebody may initiate it wrong, but when you get a divorce, 2 people did something that wasn't cool, the way you handle it or something. So it takes two people to get a divorce. So you thought that you should befriend this crazy heifer.
She tried.
Here's a woman.
She tried.
That don't care what her baby think, but you think you're going to get her to start making sense to you? She don't care nothing about you because she don't care nothing about her child. When you use a child as a pawn in the relationship, the damage that you think you're doing to the other party, whatever you're doing to the other party, multiply that by 10 because that's what's happening with the child.
All right, Steve, hold that thought, okay? We're going to have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, his ex-wife wants to sleep over. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject, his ex-wife wants to sleep over. What?
Now, who do that?
Right. Well,
first of all, girl, let's be real about this. Anybody finna let you, the ex-wife, stay at this is this woman's house. Yeah. Ain't no woman letting her husband's ex-wife sleep over cause she demands it.
Yeah.
It would be different if some extenuating circumstances, their house burned down and they needed a place to stay for a couple days. Got that.
Right.
But she That's won't it. Let the baby come over to y'all's house in for 2 years.
And spend the night. Yeah.
And spend the night. The daughter loves the daddy. You try to befriend this crazy woman that don't care nothing about her daughter. So now, she said they want to take the daughter, who's 12 years old, to South Carolina with them for spring break.
Yeah.
His wife said his daughter can't go on the trip with us unless she go too. Nobody finna pay for you to come nowhere on spring break.
Right.
His ex-wife said his daughter can't go on the trip with us unless she goes too. Same thing the weekend visit our house. If the daughter sleeps over, the ex-wife has to come too. I don't want this woman sleeping in my house. My husband said it may be the only way for him to enjoy time with his child. He's ready to seek full custody. What do you think of this situation? First of all, sir, you're going to have to find... I know you want to see your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But that ex-wife demanded to sleep over the house. There's no reason that that should be the case. You've got to get a lawyer and get unsupervised visits. And you've got to get weekend rights to your daughter. Now, I don't know if they're going to give you full custody because for a court to take a child away from a mother, you have to be an unfit mom. Crazy don't count as unfit.
Well,
because if she's not abusing the daughter, she's just abusing the man, which in turn abusing the daughter, ain't no court finna do that. But let me tell you why you really can't have this heifer at your house.
Come on, break it.
Let's just
down
go over a couple of things. Let's just start with number one. Sleep over your house.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up this crazy heifer standing over you with a butcher knife. That's for starters.
Yep.
Now you walking all in the kitchen, her crazy ass in there making sandwiches. This ain't your house.
Right.
Can't be in here doing this in here. She down. She done bought a load of clothes over. She downstairs washing a load of clothes in your damn laundromat. Don't let this heifer in your house. Knocking on the bathroom door. You in there in the bathroom. She knocking on the door. What's taking you so long? Hurry up.
I need to get in there.
In your house. You in there. She rearranging furniture. I don't like the sofa over here. I want it over here. Sitting up in here. Snatch the remote out your hand. Make everybody watch 48 hours.
Right.
Don't let this crazy heifer in your house.
No.
You go downstairs, she walking around with her bra and panties on, talking about what you want. What you want.
Not that.
Walking around the house humming.
Mm. What's she humming, Steve?
Got a feeling. Got a feeling. I got a feeling. Somebody's trying to sneak in my frat. And ain't gonna be no like that. Don't let this crazy huff in your house.
No, no, ma'am.
Being here lighting candles and stuff. That little sage in the living room. Yeah. All kind of stuff. Go in that kitchen. She in there got two chicken feet in there with a bird beak.
Oh, Lord.
Bird beak.
It's just crazy. Yeah. I feel badly for the state.
He's just stupid.
Man, but he has to go to court, though.
Yeah, he does.
And work out something for and sure. Get visitation and weekends. Mm-hmm. Got to have weekends with your child.
They already have joint custody, though. I mean.
But see, if she, you can enforce the joint custody. Mm-hmm. She can't make the rules of the joint custody because the father hasn't been ruled unfit.
Right, and he pays.
So he has to have weekends. He's paying child custody.
Child support. More than
he should have rights and a weekend with his daughter.
He should
every other weekend.
I have a question.
So is it perhaps maybe spring break is her week, and she doesn't want to give that week up, and that's why she's demanding to go?
No.
She didn't say that.
This is not only the spring break. The girl ain't been to their house in 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is way beyond the spring break. She won't even let the daughter come to the house to see the man.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she being funky because she bitter.
Yes, sir.
And I can't stand when they use the children as pawns.
That's
put
right.
Them in the middle.
You're hurting the child.
Yeah, you're hurting awful. This child. She wants to see her dad, and the dad wants to spend time with her. All right,
without
Steve, thank you.
You.
All right, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter.
I didn't want you
Steve Harvey.
We was married. No good here. Well, I don't want you here.
Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand, please.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, time for a comedy break right here. Junior is here with things I've never seen. What is this, Junior?
Yeah, you know, Tommy, there's a lot of things that you have never seen in your life. I mean, it's some things, like, I know you older than everybody, you probably have, but it's some things I know I ain't never seen. Like, for instance.
Like what?
I've never seen a shade tree mechanic with a car that's running in perfect condition. You ain't never seen
that? No, you're not gonna see that.
No, you ain't. He gonna tell me everything wrong with my car, but with his back door missing. All running out the car from him and his half. But he gonna tell me I need a new transmission. Well, I've never seen it. I just ain't never seen it. Here's another thing I ain't never seen. I ain't never seen people in the South eat a meal without rice. If it's chicken and rice, beans and rice.
Uh-huh.
Why is rice on every plate? Rice and
sometimes
grain.
Sometimes just rice.
Just rice. You know who I've never met? Mm-hmm. I've never met this person. I've never met a well-rested African American. I've never met one.
Why?
I ain't never seen it.
There you go.
Dog, I ain't never seen a well-rested African American.
Not on this show.
Not in this lifetime. How you doing, man? Ooh. Oh, man, job getting on my nerves. Wife talking crazy to me. Kids won't live. Man, I'm tired. I'm just tired. You ain't never seen that. I've never seen a big person eat a meal without a diet beverage. I ain't never seen. They don't have everything on there.
A long diet, baby.
Yeah, ham hocks, you know. But then a Diet Coke on the side as if that's going to change something.
Yeah. That's true.
I have never seen.
I hear you, Steve.
I know.
No, I ain't going to get none of this.
No, come on. Look, I've never seen a black funeral. Uh-huh. Where there is no clowning going on.
Yeah.
Not one. Not one. You ain't never seen that. Somebody gonna get cussed out in front of the casket. Every time.
Yeah.
These are just things we've never seen. We ain't never seen these things.
Uh-huh.
For instance, I've never seen Christmas, Valentine's, and Halloween decorations being put up in the drugstore. You just show up one day and they all hanging. Who is these people?
That's true.
You ain't never seen who hang this up. We don't know who that is.
Junior,
right. Huh?
I ain't never seen a white person steal a bike out of black neighborhood.
I ain't never seen
that. And you not.
And you ain't gonna never see.
Because they already
you
have.
You not
mics.
Gonna
thank
see
you.
That.
I've been around a long time. I'm still waiting on that.
All right, thank you, guys.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So I want to know what you'll be putting on the grill, Steve and Tommy and Junior. I don't know if you cook, but I know you'll be eating.
I'll be on Steve now.
Yeah. Just in case you know I need to stop by and get a plate.
No, whoa. I don't do that. I don't even have foil. No, hold on. I don't have foil or wax paper. Now.
You have the takeout containers?
No, we don't have that, baby. We don't have none of that.
So what are you going to be grilling?
Too much food.
We don't have people that do that. We don't know people that come over begging.
Oh, my.
We even do that.
What you cooking? Ribs? Burgers?
Meat.
Meat.
Anything that is meat. I don't do fish on the grill. Don't ask me for no fish.
You wouldn't grill a nice salmon steak? Put it on a little plank?
No. Oh, plank is good.
Cedar plank. Yeah.
What Cedar plank. I do.
What's don't wrong with hot dogs, chicken, ribs, meat. All of that?
All meats.
Baby backs smoked. Or regular ribs?
Baby backs.
Sausage.
Take me through seasoning them baby backs.
Now, Tommy, that's what Junior's asking for.
Yeah.
That I can't do it because Junior has not convinced me that he is a true barbecue-ologist. And I'm scared that he's going to be sprinkling my rub on ham sandwiches and putting it on top of potato salad like it's paprika or something. I'm not finna do this
like
with Junior.
Like it's what?
You know, like it's some sprinkle or something like that. You got like it's Larry's. Like you're just putting it on everything, all on your french fries. We're not finna do that. I'm putting a little bit on the baked beans. You're not finna do that to my damn rub.
Oh.
Topping it off with everything.
Yeah, I'll sprinkling on top of stuff. Ain't got no. I put a little bit on my slaw. What? Take my rib and put it on nothing so it's all meat affair. Now, there will be sides.
No vegan.
You know,
yeah, let's talk about the sides.
The sides will be baked beans, coleslaw, corn on the cob.
Nice.
That
do you
I
put the
will
corn
do.
On the grill? Do you put
the corn goes on the grill, but it goes on the grill in the husk.
Okay. Well, why can't you do the fish on a plank if you can do the corn?
I just told you. don't do fish. Now, I have two sons that's pescatarian that only eat fish.
Fish. Steve, my girlfriend
take a day
that...
off.
Take a day off from it and eat this
come
meat.
Come on, try this chicken.
My girlfriend that says she no longer eats land animals will not be invited.
Oh, she can come, but I don't know what she's going to do.
What's she going to eat?
Because what is you going to eat? Air animals?
There's some meat in them beans. I don't know what she's going to eat.
Yeah, I don't know what she gonna do. I don't eat land animals. What you gonna eat? Air animals?
Birds.
You know, I ain't what got nothing for you.
You didn't say potato salad. You cooking potato salad?
No, I kind of gave up on potato salad years ago.
Really?
A lot of people don't know how to make potato salad. I don't really know how to make it. Marjorie make a good potato salad, but
yeah. Yeah.
And Marjorie, mama, Lord have mercy, can cook everything. Marjorie really is an outstanding cook. Marjorie's outstanding. She thinks she a better grill person than me, but I don't want to hurt her, but she's going to get cussed out if she say that in front of somebody else again. That's what Marjorie going to mess around
that
and
offended
do.
You? Marjorie going to mess around you?
And if she talking about she can barbecue just as good as me, she going to mess around and get a little self cussed out.
That's what we working on.
Yeah, I'm trying not to because I know that what that's going to cost me. But she borderline getting cussed out if she tell one more person she can grill as good as me. Because that's a damn lie. In here, little got shrimp on skewers. Who do that?
That's what I'm talking about.
I hear a barbecue shrimp battle coming on.
A vegetable battle on a skewer. Who do that?
That's it.
Do that.
All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
If your favorite part of vacation is getting on the plane, you're in luck. All right. Engineers right now are working on what they call a flying hotel that will allow you to spend your whole vacation midair. Now, have you heard of this, Steve? Have you heard of anything like this?
Yeah, I already got that, but go ahead.
See, I knew it. All right. A detailed mock-up shows a massive multi-level plane that could hold over 5,000 people and stay in the air for days, weeks, or even years at a time. The proposed is called a Sky Cruise. It hopes to have luxuries like several swimming pools, restaurants, and a shopping mall. It will be a nuclear-powered plane, so it won't need pilots, and it will be run entirely by computers. So, my question to you is, would you do this? Would you like to be 30,000 miles in the air for about a week?
Yeah,
30,000 feet in the air for about a week. And you say they already have it, Steve.
That's going to be hard on an airplane. I don't know how they're going to pull that off because the cabin pressure is not really good for you for that long. Mm-hmm. Those long flights, you do a lot of swelling in cabin pressure like that. I don't know how you're going to wear your compression socks at the swimming pool.
I'm sticking to Bahamas.
They already
not
hard
sexy
to get off.
You let it.
They already hard to get on and off. You get them wet, you're going to have to cut them off. Man, I'm not going to be able to play with no 5,000 damn people, though.
All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up in 33 minutes after. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather propose in front of a crowd or would you rather propose privately?
Junior said B, privately, C. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I go with B too. Yeah, she say no in front of the people. I'm going to be messed up.
Got to fight everybody.
I'm
swing on somebody. Yeah.
Oh.
I got to put this ring back in my pocket and all this.
You shame.
I got to get up off my knee and turn around and figure out where's the hole in the crowd I can walk in. You know, I got to get to the bathroom and wash my face. You know, all this shit, man. Uh-oh.
And then the crowd is like collectively,
somebody hit the crowd and say, damn, Steve.
Yeah.
Somebody hit me on the back like they did Rudy. I'll probably fall. Hang in there, dog. Oh.
All right. Would you rather use a dating app or would you rather go old school and go on a blind date?
B. Well, yeah, because people lie on their profile pictures. You ain't who you really. I'd rather just go see it for myself than have to.
And have someone do an emergency call if you don't like the way they look.
I could walk out the blind date.
I've actually been on a blind date so bad that I acted as if I was blind.
How did you do that?
What? You could see, and then what happened?
And then as soon as she walked up to the table, I got up and snapped the chair leg off and used the guy.
tap my way right out that damn restaurant, man.
You're so stupid. That didn't happen.
Yeah. I sure was thinking it, though.
Hey, as soon as you saw her up, you stepped away.
I said, damn. As soon as she sat down, I stood up and snapped a leg off that thing. Started tapping my ass right out that restaurant. And it wasn't the table leg wasn't long enough, and I had to bend over.
Right.
So it kind of looked crazy. What are you doing? Huh? Who are you?
On the way out, you didn't touch nothing on the way out because you could see where you was going.
He didn't bump you into nobody.
I kept saying, "Here, Spike." I kept looking for my dog. Where is my dog?
Seeing eye dog. Crazy. All right, would you...
Spike! Would, Spike!
This is our last
Where
one.
Where is my damn dog?
Would you rather compete in the Summer Olympics or would you rather compete in a Winter Olympic sport?
What the hell am I going to do in the winter sport?
Ice skating, skiing.
Curling. You like curling.
Luge.
Oh, man.
So I guess that's summer for the both of you. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, we'll have our last break of the day. And Steve Harvey, our fearless leader, the one and only, will close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, Steve. Take us home with some closing, please.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to address men today and just pay a compliment to men. I'm talking to men who take the time out to be dads. If you're a father, that's one thing. If you're a dad, that's a whole nother thing. You know, anybody can father a child. You can commit an act of love, of act of lust, and become a father. But it takes another dude to become a dad. And I just wanted to take some time out to recognize the dads out there. You know, moms get a lot of the credit, and as they should. I mean, being a mother is something special. I think we all would agree the fact that a woman can have a child and give birth to a human being. I mean, that puts them in a class of their own. We can't even begin to compete or compare who we are and what we do. But we are valuable all the same. And there are men out there who have taken the responsibility after they've become fathers to become dads. And this tribute is just to you, just to say thank you for being dads, for taking the time to honor your commitment. I understand that it don't always work out with the mother. I do understand that. But it has got to work out for the children. I'm so happy for the men who fight through the problems of the relationship to still maintain a relationship with the child. That's so critically important. It really, really is. I thank God for men who take the responsibility of other fathers' children who have not, cannot, or won't, for whatever the reason is, take up the banner of being a dad. There are a lot of men who have stepped in and become dads and father figures for children all around. And simply because their actual biological father just ain't up to the task for whatever the reason is. But this ain't slamming nobody. I'm just saying thank you for the dads who are dads. It has been an honor
to be a father and a dad. And I want every man out there that's being a dad, that's seeing about their kids in school, that's sending them texts, that's checking on them, that's taking them to the park, that's walking with them, that's holding their little girl's hand, that's putting their arm around their son and offering them leadership and guidance, that's going through all the things to help provide the necessary tools for this young person to grow up and feel the security of a man. It has been an honor for me to be a father. Yesterday, my daughters were born, Brandy and Carly, and they grew me up quite a bit. I was 25 years old when they were born. I wasn't really equipped for the job fully, but they grew me up. And ever since then, I have tried to uphold my end of the bargain. I've fallen short sometimes, I guess, along the way. But at the end of it, I always tried to make good on my promise to them. I always tried to be the best I could for them. And, you know, everybody makes mistakes in life. And once again, this ain't a slam on nobody. I'm just taking out the time to say to the dads out there, thank y'all for being dads, for putting it down. It is an honor to be a father. It's a beautiful thing to see a man with his child, playing with the baby, walking a little girl, holding her, walking these boys, teaching them, throwing a ball with them. You ain't got to have money to be a great dad. Matter of fact, you don't have to have money at all. You got to have love. You got to have some time. And you got to have the heart for it. And there's a lot of men out there that's got the heart for it. And I'm appreciative of that. Because oftentimes men get a bad rap, but it's a lot of good men out there. It's a lot of good men that done found a way to take care of their children. It's a lot of good men out there that found a way to take care of other men's children that ain't stepped up to the plate, like I said, for whatever the reason. But this ain't really about them. This is about the men who have given themselves unselfishly to children so that they can say, that's my daddy. That's my dad. I mean, that's got to be a reassuring feeling for a child to say, I'm going to tell my daddy. Not that it's going to get you in trouble. It's just, I got somebody that I think is big and strong. And there's a lot of men out there that's being their kid's hero. That maybe your kid think you better than Superman or Batman. And that's what it's all about, man. You just want somebody to feel that way about you. So hats off to all the men out there that's been being dads, that's been giving it up, that's taking care of your families, that's putting it in, that's providing a place to stay, cause, protection, security, love, guidance, discipline. That's what fatherhood is about. That's what being a dad is about. My hat's off to all of y'all. Those wow. are my closing remarks.
Good one.
Happy
Good
Father's one. Day. Yeah. Yeah. Father's Day is every day. Yeah.
Happy
hero.
Right. Good one. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Drop the mic, Steve. That was great.
Mm-hmm. Did he throw it?
So glad he's paying for the mic so he can drop them. Like
that. Right there.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at HighFiveCasino.com. the hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.